Now on to number three, report and possible action on resolution calling bonds for redemption and other matters relating to Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding and Improvement Bonds, Series 2001A, AMT, and Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2001B by John Hobbs.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an action item or proposed action item. You've listened to Susan talk about the economic conditions and forecast, and this is your staff responding to a recommendation of dealing with that. We have, as you know, obviously we have long-term debt outstanding. We've issued bonds from time to time. We do have these two bond issuances. Of course, were issued back in 2001. There were two issues. The 2001A, just to give you a quick background, the 2001A was an issuance to do some of the initial gate replacement at Possum Kingdom Lake when we did the first four gates at Possum Kingdom Lake, and that was financing for that. And then 2001B was actually a refinancing of the Lake Whitney water. When we contracted with the Corps of Engineers, we entered in a long-term contract for the water supply at Lake Whitney, and then based on the financial conditions back in 2001, we refinanced that. The authority refinanced that to get a better rate. So the 2001, there is approximately 2001A, there's approximately $4.7 to $4.8 million of outstanding principal on 2001A, and there's about $350,000 of outstanding principal on 2001B. So it's 2001B is not very much left in expending. And what we are recommending here is that we actually pay off these bonds. They are callable. They became callable in February of 2011, just a couple of months ago, which means that you can either refinance them, you can pay them off, you can refinance them. And we looked at refinancing originally, and we certainly could do so and refinance it. But given the state of interest rates that Susan was talking about, and there's about a 10-year maturity left on these bonds, we wouldn't refinance them for longer than that. And we could lower our interest rate. The current interest rate on them right now is 4.5% or something, a tax exempt rate. You could certainly lower that with a refinancing of a 10-year refinancing to where it might be 2 or 3%. But we really believe that the most prudent thing would be to take our reserves, that we have ample reserves, and to actually just pay those bonds off in what's called a cash defeasance. That would take a little more than $5 million, $5.3 million, including accrued interest up to that point, to pay those bonds off. That would also, of course, eliminate the debt service. And as you'll see this afternoon when we get into our budget discussions, that allows us to, helps us from a standpoint of budgeting for the next year and system rate things and stuff like that. So that's our recommendation is to use our reserves to pay these two bond issuances. And also, Jim Forte will talk also a little bit later. When we look out a little bit further, we have other bond issuances. We have a 2002 series, we have a 2005 series, and a 2006 series. As those become eligible, as those become callable, we will be looking at whether it makes sense to pay some of those issuances off, at the call dates when they're eligible to be called. But we'll certainly be looking at the interest rates at that particular time. We're not prepared to make any recommendations. They're not callable yet, the other ones, and we're not making any recommendations yet. But we'll certainly look at that, and if we think that makes sense, then we'll be bringing back a recommendation on those also. But this is the first two that we're looking at. And you're going to save about debt services about $700,000 a year is the debt service we'd be paying for the remaining approximately 10 years on these bonds that would then go away by paying those off. So
the only negative is you pull money out of cash that in theory would have been there for something else.
Exactly.
But since we feel our cash reserves are enough, the savings is the overwhelming benefit.
We feel like our cash reserves are excess enough that it's for $5 million. Now, we look at some of the other ones, they're bigger numbers out there. We've got $10, $20 million. Those will certainly be things we look at very closely before we use that much cash, but that may also make sense. But at $5 million, we think this makes good sense and reduces our debt service going forward. So.
Any other questions for John? John, would you read the resolution, please?
Yes, there's a sort of medium-length resolution here I'll read, but it'll take a few minutes here.
That was planned.
Yeah. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority is an agency and political subdivision of the state of Texas, being a conservation and reclamation district creating and functioning under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code as amended, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority heretofore issued bonds payable from the net revenues of the authority's water supply system, to wit, Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding and Improvement Bond Series 2001A, in parentheses AMT, closed parentheses, and Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2001B, parentheses, collectively the bonds, closed parentheses, and whereas the authority is authorized by Chapter 1207 Texas Government Code as amended and other applicable laws to redeem and prepay all or part of the bonds, and whereas the authority has available funds on hand which are sufficient to redeem and prepay the bonds, and whereas the Board of Directors of the authority, parentheses the board, close parentheses, has determined that it is appropriate in the best interest of the authority to redeem and prepay the bonds, and whereas the authority will, in connection with such redemption and prepayment, call the bonds for redemption as soon as reasonably practicable. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that, Section 1, the Board hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as is set forth in full in this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Section 2, the General Manager, CEO of the Authority, is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the Authority and is hereby authorized and appointed and designated as the officer or employee of the Authority authorized to act on behalf of the Authority in carrying out the procedures specified in this resolution. Section 3, it is hereby found and determined that the redemption and prepayment of the bonds is advisable and necessary in order to reduce the maximum annual debt service requirements, parentheses, as defined in the resolution of the board authorizing the issuance of the bonds, close parentheses. The bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the authority, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the bonds that are subject to redemption to be called for redemption as soon as reasonably practical, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is directed to cause to be published an appropriate notice of redemption as required by the bonds. The authorized officer is further directed to transfer or cause to be transferred to the paying agent or registrar for the bonds the funds necessary to accomplish the redemption and prepayment of the bonds on or before the redemption date. Section 4, the authorized officer shall be authorized to execute, deliver, and file all documentation and take all actions deemed necessary or appropriate to accomplish the purpose.
For the reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
By Bars, second by Barr. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Venice?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Bashir?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great, thank you very much. I just noticed that one-third of our board, their last names start with B. So.
You stay awake.
Yeah, you really have to pay attention when you're going through the B's.
thank you, John.